Tom Hanks and Halle Berry are back on the big screen in this new and complex film.
That's it. The music from my dream.
There are whole movements I wrote imagining us meeting again and again in different lives, in different ages.
Joining us now live to talk about Cloud Atlas is Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday. Hello, Anne.
Hello, hello.
I've got to say, I hear that clip and I'm already intrigued. Tell us about it.
This is a really intriguing movie. It's based on a novel of the same name, which for people who read it know that it's an incredibly complex story. It's actually six stories that happen in six different time periods, some of them in the past, some one in the present, and then two in the future, one in the very, very distant future. And characters appear and reappear sort of transmigrated and reincarnated in different characters throughout these interlocking stories. It's very complicated, very complex, and it's almost unadaptable to the screen, and they've really done a terrific job. I mean, my biggest fear was that it would be incoherent, and it's not. It's incredible. They make it incredibly easy to understand. This cast of thousands, headed top line by Halle Berry and Tom Hanks, play these different characters throughout time with lots of prosthetics and makeup and costumes. I mean, sometimes the makeup gets a little cheesy, but by and large, I thought it was incredibly absorbing, really well done, and quite captivating.
It sounds like a great opportunity for any actor to play a role in this film.
Could you imagine? I mean, you're right. I mean, I feel like this must be heaven for them to be able to sort of inhabit. And sometimes they even do sort of gender-bending roles where they're playing people of other genders, other ethnic ethnicities. And it's a really fascinating exercise. And again, it's almost 3 hours long, but that's really because the story has to be that long. And it doesn't feel ponderous. You know, it really moves. I think it's... I'm a little skeptical about whether the book needed to become a movie, but I think if it was going to become one, they've done a terrific job.
Oscar worthy?
You know, we might see some. I mean, I think it was extremely well filmed, and the effects are good, and the makeup is impressive. You know, this is a really strong year. We'll be talking in the coming weeks of people like Daniel Day-Lewis and Lincoln, and I mean, we've got some really wonderful performance coming, and John Hawkes, who's in the sessions today, so we'll see about the acting Oscars. I'm not quite so sure about that one.
Helen Hunt, she's back on the big screen in a new film with an interesting plot. Tell us about The Sessions.
Indeed, and this is a wonderful movie. I cannot recommend it strongly enough. It's based on a real-life gentleman named Mark O'Brien who had polio as a child and was confined to an iron lung as an adult. And he wanted to pursue the usual physical pursuits of a man who's 38 and didn't have that opportunity, so he engaged the services of a sex surrogate. And these are licensed clinicians and therapists who approach their jobs in a very matter-of-fact way. And that role in the film is played by the wonderful Helen Hunt, who's terrific in this movie. And then O'Brien is played by John Hawkes. You may not know that name, but I'll bet you know his face. He's been in movies like Winter's Bone. He had a little but very really significant role in Contagion. He was in Mary Martha, May Marlene last year. He's a wonderful character actor and just delivers a really tour de force performance in this film that just, you know, it could have been played for titillation and laughs, but instead it's just about two people really getting to know each other and seeing one another as whole human beings. It's really very touching and affecting.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anne.
Have a great weekend.
You too. That's WTOP. Well, WTOPs too. The Washington
That's
Post's
right.
Anne Hornaday.